I am losing my mind, yes, because I'm working with Judy Pilak today.
I left mine at home today.
My finesse. That's not the word I'm looking for. I'm losing my Thursday.
Touch.
Yes. I'm losing my touch. How do I not think of the word touch?
It's a hard one.
Yeah, right. I don't know what happens to me, but I enjoy working with the Judy Pilak. I want to get this email I emailed myself. Did you get up at 5 again today? 5
I did, as you could tell by that fabulous show we just had. And that we continue to have, actually.
Yeah, now we are on the stream.
Yeah, this was your part. You do the stream, I do the other 4 hours.
Oh, really? What'd you come up with for the first half?
How long were we just on?
2 hours? I got to tell you, I was thinking about you. That's the impact you made on me when
you... Were you dreaming about me last
night? No, I wasn't. Come on, let's not push it. By the way, hello, thanks for joining us. I'm Wendy Snyder, that's Judy Pilak, and Bill Leff returns tomorrow, so I'm pretty excited about that. I've actually missed my little buddy.
I know.
I really have.
I get it.
Hang on, I'm trying to do two things at once. Here we go, read the full story. I was thinking about you off the air, which you know that you have made an impact on someone if they think about you when you're not with them. And I was thinking...
So that black eye gave you words.
Yes. I was thinking about, you are the goodbye girl. I need to start organizing my life because I have too much crap. I really do.
I know. We all do.
I'm embarrassed to admit this. My big problem was the dining room table that, got cluttered, frequently. And I kind of combated that by buying a new dining room table that I love. And I've been able to kind of keep it clean, except now we're remodeling the kitchen, so everything that was in kitchen drawers are now on the dining room table.
Well, that's acceptable.
That is.
But that's a great idea to have a new table that you love and you don't want to scratch.
That's it.
And don't put a tablecloth on it.
Nope, I'm not. It's like a grayish driftwood kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it does scratch very easily, but in a weird way, I bought it at this awesome place in Oak Park called Consign Design. It's a consignment shop.
Nice.
And it was only $400. And I looked online, and it was like a $1,000 table, but it had been there a while.
That's what I love about the consignment shops. The longer you can wait, and if no one else takes it, it keeps going down in price.
Yeah, and then sometimes you wonder, should I wait, the
next
month?
I've done that, though, and I've lost it all the time.
That's
every
why
time.
You
yep.
got to get
so
what
did,
you...
You did good there.
Divine Consign is the name of it. I just want to recommend it, although I shouldn't because I want to go shopping there. They have just great things. I bought giant plants that they had on sale for like $20, like giants.
Nice.
That was how I combated the clutter on my dining room table, was by one I loved. And now, I hate to admit this on the air, but, I used to do the laundry, and now I have asked Jimmy Mack to do it, and he's been doing a great job, and he folds everything, and he leaves it on tables in the basement, because I have two teenage boys that one's room is clean, but his bed is in the way of the dresser, so you can't put anything in drawers, which drives me nuts. The other one's a little cluttered with albums all over the floor, and you can't access his dresser.
So two typical boys.
Yeah, I know. And it drives me nuts, but then in the grand scheme of life, don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Didn't we just learn that?
Yes. And I think back to, honestly, when I lived at my mom's house and I was in my teenage years, I was pretty messy. And then my room was pretty cluttered. And then I'd get to a point where it's like, I have got to clean this.
Yeah.
The upkeep is the hard part. Cleaning's easy. The upkeep is hard because you have to do things every day, like
right.
hang up your clothes.
And I was pretty neat, but a lot of stuff. I've always had so much stuff. That's what you have to get rid of. It's not even about being messy as much as it is about having so much that you don't need and you don't use.
Here's my point. So Jim started doing the laundry and he folded everything and it was on tables in the basement. And I'm like, you know, the teenage boys don't think ahead. So they would get out of the shower and go, I got to go get some underwear. Like, here's an idea. Go get it downstairs before you get in the shower. But no,
No, that's
or clean out your room.
It's way too logical.
And put some in your drawers.
Right.
You know, or you know what?
So they live off the tables in the basement.
Pretty much. So I'm like, I can't, we have to have our clothes upstairs where they belong. So I put everybody's clothes in their each individual basket, like my basket, Michael's basket, Dylan's basket, Jimmy Mack's basket. And there have been baskets just sitting in my room, honestly, for months. And then I thought, you know what? If somebody just came in right now and took all these baskets and gave them to Goodwill, no one would miss anything that's in these baskets because they haven't worn them in months.
Right.
Which shows you
we
have too much stuff. No, because I did buy some new clothes from Stitch Fix and they're in one of those baskets.
Oh, okay.
So I guess maybe I should just get rid of their stuff.
Yeah. So wait. So you are also a culprit in this. You just said your stuff's in the basket too.
Yeah, I know. Because
yeah.
I can't. I have a
At least it's in the basket. That's a start, right?
No, because it's been like this for a while. I mean, we live out of baskets.
Wendy, I'm trying to help you here.
I know. And that's just the point is if you don't have a place for something, there's no way you can clean and get tidy and organized. So I was thinking of you off the air because you had said you have to have a purpose for everything you buy now.
Mm-hmm.
And you bought this really cool antique Coca-Cola cooler and you just have it out on display. But yet it's practical because what do you use it for?
I put my water bottles in there because we like our water at room temperature. So we don't put it in the refrigerator anyway. And yeah, it's perfect. I mean, it's right by the kitchen table, you know, kind of underneath a little bit in the corner. And we just grab our water bottles, you know, when we have dinner, wherever. I mean, whoever needs a water bottle, they know where to get it.
See,
it's perfect.
And that's, you know, that's the
and
thing.
And it looks cool. It's a cool
piece. It does,
piece.
And it's useful.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes there is stuff that just you just put out. I mean, it's just there. Now, I will say another great thing I have is I decided to put a bedroom dresser in my living room. And let me just describe my actually on my Goodbye Girl this month, we went to my house so you could see a lot of my house.
Oh, cool. Is it already up? Has it dropped?
I don't know if it's dropped yet, baby. Anyway, it's you know, it's a little bit unusual because it's a bedroom dresser, but I would describe my living room maybe a little bit like shabby chic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's a hodgepodge. But anyway, I did it because I have all these photo albums. Because I love to put the photos in the albums and they're small. And I wanted a place where, you know, they were all boxed away because I'd moved to this, you know, to this smaller house just a couple years ago. Anyway, and I know my daughter, everyone loves looking at photo albums.
I know.
So I got this dresser, which has six drawers and most of it's filled with the photo albums. And then, you know, the remotes, whatever. But anyway, it looks awesome in my living room. It's so practical because I needed those drawers. You know, I could have gotten like a buffet. It just wouldn't have been the same.
Right.
Because I wanted the drawers. Kaylee, my daughter, and I, actually now, we love to do the adult coloring. So one drawer has all the coloring books and all the markers and every. I mean, it's just... And
but
it
how
looks
are you
good.
So organized? Have you always been like this?
Yeah, kind of. So yeah, it's not something I have been.
All right. I know that you can hire people to help you organize your life, but can I hire someone to just... go through all my clothes in the baskets and hold it up and just go, do you like this? Do you wear this?
Really, do you need to hire someone for that? Because,
yeah.
And that, I will say, as a girl, is the hardest thing, Wendy. But I do it. I force myself every few months to go through I buy new stuff. My closet starts to get filled up. And I'm the same way. I'm like, oh, I know. Because there's always something that comes back.
I know.
Like, why did I give away those white plastic boots? My
right.
go-go boots that are now in style. But you know what? Yeah, come on.
You go
if you
find
haven't
more.
Worn it in, I would even say 6 months. I mean, I know people say,
I'd
you,
say
you know,
a year.
Okay, maybe a year. Give yourself a year. Fine.
I'd
if you
say
haven't
two.
Worn, no.
Two
a year.
Decades.
Come on. I know, because it's going to come back, and I know it. Damn it, it always does.
My sister had this amazing fringe jacket that was very popular in the 70s when she was a teenager.
Did she keep it?
You know what? I've asked her. I don't know. I think she did, but she doesn't want to give it to. It's like a
brown suede. Yeah.
And my son Michael is 18. He is like a hippie 70s dresser. And I was actually at a thrift shop thrift/antique shop, and I found this fringe jacket, suede, that Neil Young would wear, and it was like $35. It was so stiff because it was old, but I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, I'm buying
perfect.
It. Well, now Michael's been wearing it to gigs, and he loves it, and it's perfect. It's like kind of a reddish brown that almost matches his hair entirely. And now it is so stiff and old that when I went to hang it up on a hook, the hook went through the suede.
Oh, no.
And you can't fix it. I mean, it's that old. So then I'm thinking, God, if my sister only saved her suede jacket. So, and that's not, that is like 3 decades.
Okay.
Maybe 4.
Yeah. And it, what, okay, would it have fit him? Probably not. Think of it that
way.
Yeah,
all right, probably not.
Right? So if she had saved it, it just would have been taking up space. And let me tell you, I have seen many, many of those suede jackets at Goodwills.
Really?
They're out there. If you want them, yes. So don't think that if you give it away, you won't be able to find it again, because you probably will.
But if you love it, then keep it.
If you love it, then keep it. Absolutely. But you know what? If you're even if you're on the fence, get rid of it. So here's what I do, too, because then I'm giving, you know, what I feel like are great clothes, just giving them, you know, to Goodwill or wherever. So to make myself feel a little bit better, I give them first, offer them to my friends. I love when people offer me clothes, don't you?
Yeah, no one offers
so
me clothes.
So I bring him, oh, well, I'll have to invite you into the newsroom, because I bring bags of clothes into
really?
The, yes. And you know who gets the bulk of them? Mary Vandeveld. Oh, she's so skinny. Because inevitably, my clothes shrink. I don't get bigger.
Yeah, I know. How does that happen?
I don't know. But they always seem to fit her. So she gets a lot of them. And because like you, Wendy, I keep them forever. I'm looking at a dress that I wore in 1964, for God's sake. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to give us some. And it's back in style.
It's back in style.
Well, and you know, we shop, I think we're a lot alike. I do shop for those kind of vintagey clothes. So anyway, I bring them in. I pass everything out. Who wants what? And then whatever's left, I take in. So, and I kind of feel better. And I see Mary Vandeveld wears a lot of my stuff. So I kind of feel better. She's wearing it. It's being put to good use.
And that's what I love. I mean, really, in the old days, going to Goodwill, I used to go to Salvation Army, and somebody said St. Vincent de Paul. I don't even know what
around.
That is.
Oh, yeah, that's still around, too.
It's another charitable thing. Because in the 80s, I wore a lot of men's blazers with leggings.
Oh, my gosh.
With my ankle showing.
And, yeah,
I
course,
had a little bit of my ankle showing.
That was a really good look.
Black ankle boots.
It?
Yeah. Tons of makeup. I know I wear a lot of makeup now, but even more. And my hair was really huge, shaved on one side. I mean, I was such a poser. And I loved going to thrift shops to get cool blazers. I got like an overcoat that I wore all the time.
Right. Well, you know, back then, you got everything you wanted because hardly anyone went there. I
right.
was the same way.
And people were kind of ashamed to go there. You didn't want to be seen there.
Right.
And now it's like, I can't wait to go to Goodwill.
But,
Goodwill hunting is what I call it.
And at that time, I remember I worked at Channel 9. I was an intern, and I had this boss who was very she. Anyway, I would always find the best 1950s, like Jackie O suits.
Yeah.
You know, the bright pinks and the blues. Oh my God. Because no one shopped there. It was great. Well, my boss, of course, like, where are you getting that stuff? And
right.
Sure enough, I turned her on, and then slowly but surely, and it's a good thing. But now, you're, those kind of vintage things, you have to kind of search.
It's
for
harder
now.
To find.
Yeah, because everyone's shopping, which is good. We should all be reusing. My gosh.
I know.
Reinventing. You know, I mean, we're going to kill ourselves with all the crap we have. So let's just all do it. And, you know, even when I bring my stuff to work, we're reusing, we're recycling.
And
it's
you're
good.
Paying it forward.
Paying it forward. Now, if people would just give me clothes, like Kim Gordon, I'm pretty sure I can take her hand-me-downs.
What do you want?
What are you, a size 0, -2?
No.
But I have purses and shoes you might like.
I'll take your jewelry.
Stick with that.
All right, and aren't you, Judy, going to be at Goodwill, the one in Willowbrook?
Yes, I'm going to be at Willowbrook January 27th, which is a Saturday, 2 to 4. And I am going to be putting on a big game display. I'm going to use everything from Goodwill and show you how you can put a football table on for your party. And then people will have a chance to win it and take it all home. In addition to, we've got Hawks tickets, Bears tickets, Northwestern tickets, tons of prizes, games, fun. Yeah, it'll all
I'm
be
coming.
Good.
I'm coming too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, I'll see
and
you
And I believe a $25... gift certificate from Goodwill. Like every half hour, they'll be giving one away. So, I mean, it's
worth it. We're ineligible, but the listeners aren't.
Right.
But text me that day to remind me.
Yeah, if you wear maybe a hat and an overcoat and I don't know who you are, you might be able to get in on that.
All right. Well,
that's your look usually anyway on a Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah. Judy Pilak, the goodbye girl, will be at the Goodwill in Willowbrook. It's right off of 83.
Yeah, it's real easy to find, and it's in a great little shopping center. January 27th, 2 to 4.
All right, and you mentioned the big game, which we can't really say. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some news with Kim Gordon. And then you had brought something up. Does anybody even care about Super Bowl parties
anymore? Do people still have parties? Yeah.
And we'll discuss that.
Yes, those are the best places to get new recipes.
I love dips.
I got a great
I know, look
for
who
you.
I married.
I have a great dip.
Just kidding,
I am
Jim.
One.
All right, we'll take a break. Then we have news with Kim Gordon, and then we're going to talk about Super Bowl parties. I'm saying it. I'm sorry. I'm not benefiting from it.
I think you can say it as long as you don't.
It's not in a commercial, and I'm not getting money for it.
I think it's just common language. We can talk about that, too.
The big game coming up. Are you having a party? It's WGN.
I'm a fireball.
All right, we want to talk about the Super Bowl and the big game, but something has come up in the news that I would like to discuss beforehand. Kim, you reported a story, and I don't remember all the details and where it was from, but there is a kid who is suffering with leukemia and wants to have medical marijuana at a school, and they will not allow it.
Right. Because apparently from her chemo treatments, she's now suffering from seizures, and medical marijuana helps, you know, epileptics and people that have seizures. But the school says she can't take it during school. So
can't
the parents
take it before?
Suing. I don't think it lasts long enough.
Lasts long enough, yeah. Now, see, this is what is confusing to me. I have kids on ADHD meds, and the time release don't work for them. So they have to take fast acting. And at noon every day, both boys would have to go down to the nurse and take ADHD meds. And in the elementary school, it was no big deal. You could just go drop it off. Even at junior high, the nurse would call and say, oh, we're out of meds. And I would send Dylan with his pills or Michael with his pills, and they'd give it to the nurse, and all was good. Well, all of a sudden, high school happens, and I guess we ran out of pills, so I sent him with Dylan to school, and they yelled at him and said, what are you doing with these? It's like, my mom told me to give them to you, and it's like, you can't have these. These are stimulants. You can't have these in the school. And he's like, well, I'm bringing them to you. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, I guess they're right, because kids could bring it and sell it to somebody.
Right.
But it's like they have.
And they're controlled substances.
So what, I know, but I also filled out a form that says he's having them, so it's not weird.
So they wanted you to bring it in?
They just didn't want the student to physically bring it. They wanted an adult to bring it.
Right. So then I had to, I called and apologized and said, listen, it's my fault, not his. That's how we did it at the junior high. I had filled out forms that says he comes to the nurse's office every day at lunch to take this. So, and they're like, no, a parent has to bring it in, and it has to be labeled with their name, which it was. It was a current prescription. It's like, I just was shocked. So I guess that's true. However, my kid has filled out a form that he needs to take it. If this poor kid needs to fill out a form to take medical marijuana, isn't it legal in Illinois now?
It is legal. I read the article, and it's on the Tribune, and I'm
is it a federal thing?
I'm blanking why the school didn't want
it. I feel like it's a federal
issue.
We can
look it up real quick.
Because they get federal funding, and you can't, it's not legal federally.
Maybe. Yeah, but it is.
But it's legal in the state. I would think the state would usurp that, because otherwise, why would they allow it in the state?
Because we allow it because they look the other way. This has just come up in the news.
Or maybe
the federal government under Obama said.
I feel like maybe it's because it's not an actual approved medication. Maybe that's what it is.
But statewide it is.
But it is approved for medical purposes.
Right.
And that's, listen, it's because it's pot. And that really just frost my ass, to be honest with you. My mom had cancer, and it went away for 10 years, and then it came back, and she lost her appetite. And I keep thinking, if medical marijuana was legal in Illinois when she had cancer, she still wouldn't have taken it, because it's like, oh my God, that's
pot.
Yeah.
Right.
And the stigma has to be lost.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, sometimes I wish that marijuana would help ADHD more than ADHD meds. I'd rather my kid be eating a brownie and do something natural natural. Why is a medicine that's created with additives and drugs better than what's natural that seems to be helping? It's the stigma.
Yeah, it is, and it's where societies were just not ready for it. It's a drug, and people really... Truly believe it's a gateway drug.
I think it's the generation, a difference in generations, because I think our kids' generation, those in their 20s and younger, look at it much differently than anybody older. I think people our age, you know, the 20-year-old kids think it's their alcohol, but for us, we have definitely a stigma.
Well, but that's interesting, Kim, because I think our generation, we are much more adaptable and saying, all right, I mean, I didn't grow up that way, but now at my age with my having kids, I'm like, I used to really be, you know, anti-marijuana, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. I mean,
that's why I want it legalized, because I want them to get something that doesn't have...
Make sure that it's the right thing.
Right.
And regulated. Exactly.
I said that to my kids. You open up a can of beer, you know what's in it. You get a joint from someone, you don't know what's in it.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, now these kids, you know, sneak into somebody's bathroom, take opioids, and the next thing, you know, then it goes to heroin and all that. I mean, so... Look what's happening with legal substances.
And listen,
it's the same thing.
It's scary. Pot is a gateway drug to harder drugs than alcohol should be, too.
Well, it is.
And I'm sorry, you know, I go home, and if you want to have a couple of vodka and tonics, how is that any different from somebody who wants to go home and take a few hits off a joint?
It's not. It's different because it's about business and money.
True, but people think it's just that stigma again. There are so many people that use pot on a day-to-day basis every day that we work with, that we live with, that we know, and
I am shocked at how many people use pot.
But the bad way of thinking is, oh, they're potheads. They're like Wayne and Garth. All they're doing is smoking all day long. No, they're not. They may go have a hit like a cigarette smoker goes and gets their little fix of nicotine. They may just do it when they get home because they've had a tough day. Where someone reaches for a glass of wine, they have a hit of a dude.
When I said I'm shocked, I am so surprised at how many people there are like that I just didn't know about, because now I think people talk about it more. It's kind of more accepted. And I'm so surprised, you know, that people actually functioning, people with real jobs, they smoke pot.
Because we've been led to believe that potheads are potheads, and they're
locked in a room somewhere in a dark room.
And I feel personally, if it's your gateway, if it's not pot, it's going to be something else. You're always going to find, if you have an addictive personality, it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I do understand, though, you know, state police and they're concerned that now there's going to be more accidents and people who are smoking pot, you know, driving and that kind of thing. And at this point, there's really no way to measure it. Like you know, give somebody a sobriety test and.
Right, because even if they find marijuana in your system, it could be from a week ago. So there's really
because doesn't
a way,
it stay in your system like a month?
Yes.
It is long.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know what? They've got to account for that. Then there are ways to do it where you can find out. I mean,
I don't know if you can. Like if you are under the influence at that moment, I don't know if there's a test yet. Because I agree, I don't think people should be, you know, smoking pot behind the wheel. Just like I shouldn't be drinking my beer behind a wheel.
No, absolutely. Not.
I did find the story from the Chicago Tribune that Kim had reported on. Parents of an elementary school student who has leukemia are suing a Schaumburg-based school district and the state of Illinois for the right for her to take medical marijuana at school. The plaintiffs are remaining anonymous, so they're just initials, but they filed suit Wednesday. The parents of this student filed suit on Wednesday claiming that the state's ban on taking the drug at school is unconstitutional because it denies the right to due process as well as violating the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act and the Americans with Disabilities Act, as Kim reported. So it's on the state level they're suing it.
What's the school district saying that they, why is the school district saying they can't?
Here's the deal. The student, who is 11 years old, was treated for her leukemia with chemotherapy, which resulted in the child now suffering from seizure disorders and epilepsy. The girl received treatments and a substantial amount of traditional medications to treat her seizures, but they were not successful. The child's physicians have certified her as being qualified to receive medical marijuana to treat her epilepsy.
And what's the problem?
The family asked officials in School District 54 to allow the girl to store and use cannabis on school grounds, but were denied because of prohibitions in state law according to the suit. But the state law approves it for medical purposes.
The state law must say you cannot have it in a school.
Have it in a school.
Just like you can't use your cell phone in a school.
Right. But that needs to be amended because you couldn't have it anywhere before.
And you know what? Maybe this is something they need to look at now that they hadn't thought about. What
happens glad
if an 11-year-old? Yeah. So now this might get another look in the legislature.
Let's hope it does.
And the girl's been attending school on and off depending on her condition, but likely won't be able to continue without her medication. So that's horrible.
I know. I see when
that's the one thing you want for these kids when they're going through that is just to have their life normalcy. Be as normal.
My first reaction was, well, she shouldn't be able to do take pot at school. But then now a minute later, I'm saying, wait a second. She needs to go to school. Yeah. If she can go to school and it's, I mean, my gosh, it's not like it's for pain even. It's stopping a seizure.
Right.
I know.
She has to have it.
That's what I don't understand. Like, you have to figure it out. Either, like, you're using it for medical purposes, and you're right. This may be the forefront to the law changing.
Yeah. There's so much, you know, and it's so new, especially in Illinois.
As if cancer wasn't bad enough. I know. And now she's suffering, has epilepsy and seizures. I mean, my God.
Poor little 11-year-old. Now, check this out. Under her doctor's recommendations, the girl wears a medical cannabis patch on her foot, which I didn't know there was such a thing. It contains small amounts of THC, tetrahydrocannabinol or something like that. I don't even know if that's true. The component of marijuana that can make users high. And this patch, where do you get this patch?
Wow. Probably at the dispensary, I would think.
And now even more ridiculous.
Well, then why do they have to tell her?
She's not smoking it. She's not even eating it. She's just wearing it.
Right.
Now, occasionally when the patch is sufficient enough to control the girl's seizures, she uses cannabis oil drops with small amounts of THC on her tongue or wrists to regulate her epilepsy, the suit stated. Now, there has to be something where, like, she signs something that, like, if another student gets a hold of it, then her parents are responsible or something.
Yeah, but why wouldn't that be at the nurse, too? You just go to the nurse.
You go to the nurse, put the drops in it. You don't. She doesn't do anything. It's the nurse. Absolutely.
Unless the school doesn't have a nurse and then let the mother come.
I think every school has a nurse.
I think they have to.
When I was growing up in Kentucky, we never had
a nurse. Well, that's A, a long time ago, and two, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
We never had a nurse.
No, but I mean, another thing to be worked out. You know, it's almost great that they filed a lawsuit because this needs attention.
Absolutely.
The state's medical cannabis program provides for qualified patients to take medical marijuana with immunity from state prosecution despite a federal ban on the drug. However, the state law prohibits use at schools and states that school personnel are not required to be caregivers to administer cannabis and are not immune from prosecution for possession or distribution of the drug. That seems completely in conflict.
Yeah. You wonder if the providers, the healthcare providers, didn't want to be part of it.
Well, you're probably
Think of an EpiPen. They have to do that. They're required.
Right. Or a kid who has diabetes who's going to get an insulin injection something.
But this isn't, pot is not covered by insurance at this point in time.
Yeah. Again, it's just still too new. It's all too new.
So that, you know, it's like there's things that just haven't been totally thought through.
Right.
You know, circumstances come up and it's time to make a change.
I mean, when you think about the medical marijuana that's allowed in Illinois, it is a small, small group.
Very small.
They're always complaining. And maybe, well, no, she gets it, so her group must be covered.
Yes, the seizures epilepsy, are covered.
Yeah.
A hearing has been set for the matter on Friday in federal court, and I am...
We'll watch that and keep everybody posted.
Yeah, because this
story.
It is. The suit filed in federal court in Chicago asked for a preliminary injunction to allow a school employee to help the student store and consume medical cannabis on school property, on school buses, and at school-related events in compliance with her doctor's orders. Since taking medical marijuana, the girl is calmer and more alert and better able to focus and learn, has fewer seizures, and can take less of her traditional debilitating medicine, a night and day difference from before.
Wow.
So this has got to be looked at. And that's another thing, like, you know, the nurse has to administer ADHD meds because it is a controlled substance. My son has to go down to the nurse's office. Both of them had to do that. But then if they're on a field trip, and I don't know in high school yet if this has happened, but they have asked, do we need to administer it, or are you going to be sending the pill with them? So why is it okay if they're on a field trip,
but it's not inside of a school?
Well, maybe it's the same.
Not on school grounds.
Maybe it's the same type of thinking.
Hmm.
Interesting.
You might want to join the lawsuit, Wendy.
No, I'm going to just do what I usually do and sit back and let other people fight for me and reap the benefits. That's the way to do it. All right, real quickly before we get out of here, and we will follow that. Thanks for bringing that up in the news, Kim, because this is in Schaumburg, and Friday in federal court, the hearing has been set. I'm anxious to see what goes on with this. Because I think a precedent is going to be made here with this case.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
We're also talking about the big game, which is a few weeks away, right? Is it in February?
First Sunday.
First Sunday, yeah.
All right,
the Bears, I mean, they might... Oh, that's right. Uh-huh. Never mind.
Is that why I don't care anymore?
No, because... What are you talking about?
My team's not in it either.
Yeah, they're never in it.
Who's the halftime performance
Justin
this
Timberlake.
Year?
Yeah. And Pink is singing the national anthem.
All right, I love her.
And the commercials.
Yeah.
Are the commercials that great? Kind of. They are.
Some years I think are better than others.
You're right.
Some years, and maybe last year,
not so much. The dips are so good.
I go for appetizers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's
chili.
Okay.
We make chili on Super Bowl.
Yeah, so you still go to a Super Bowl party every year?
Or do you have one?
I've had them in the past. I've gone to some in the past. You know, not to brag, but my team has gone to the Super Bowl recently, so I've been to the Super Bowl. But
Packers,
this year I'm not.
I know.
This year I'm not going because my husband's going to be coming back from a long trip on Super Bowl, so we'll probably just hang out at home.
So
but I'll still make food and stuff.
Right, that's what I do. But
even though it's just a few of us.
I haven't been invited to. I used to always be invited.
That's a sign.
Well, that's a different
story for
a different day.
I've also had Super Bowl party. And you know what? Maybe because I've said no enough that... Because sometimes I just want to, you know,
chill at home. You had a Super Bowl party not too long ago, I remember.
No, I had one.
I know, I'm saying
you
did.
Yeah. It was at this house I'm in now.
Yeah.
So, and it was great. I made some cool stuff.
We stopped getting invited because we stopped going.
That's what I think happened.
Because it was the same party every year and we always got, I think we still are sort of invited. If we want to go, we could. But I just make little wiener wraps and things at home, a pot of chili, because I don't care anymore. It's just not exciting for me to be at a Super Bowl party.
Is it a younger person's thing where you get bombed?
No, I think it's older. It's our age.
We're the Super Bowl.
This is our wheelhouse.
I think if you really don't care about the game but just want to say, you know, I want to be part of the Super Bowl, then people go to a party. But if you're truly a fan of the teams, then you want to stay home and seriously watch it.
Watch
because
the
when
game,
you're at a
yeah.
Super Bowl party, you really don't pay attention.
Right. Absolutely. And I feel like the last Super Bowl party I was at, the Bears were in it. So that was what?
Oh, Judy.
20 years.
Okay. That was what, 80s?
Jeez, Jude. 85, 86.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait. Didn't
the Bears... They made the playoffs. I don't know if they were ever in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It's been a while.
I don't even know. I'm only a Bears fan because I live
here.
Who's
in the playoffs? Are we in the playoffs yet?
We're in the playoffs.
Yes. What team? What team is
playing?
Okay,
wait.
Well, there's still a lot of
time
left.
Yeah.
The Saints won. No. This is... We still have a couple
more. Thank God for Kim, because I have no idea.
There's a couple more. Well, you know, when you have three boys.
Every weekend's been big. Like, people the past few weekends.
Well, the wild card games were last week, and now the teams that won the wild card play, I think it's the divisional series, and then you go for the divisional championship, and then you go to the Super Bowl.
I find college football now more exciting than the NFL.
Do your kids go to a school that has a team?
My son goes to a Big Ten, so yes.
Yeah, that always makes it exciting.
I have no desire to even watch.
They have not been good the past few years, but the first year, they went all the way to the championship.
It's fun.
I was like, this Big Ten thing is awesome.
Yeah.
It is fun. And even though that Iowa hasn't been in it, I don't know. There's something about college football now
that
I really like.
Yeah, my son went to Wisconsin, and it's such a fun college football town. The other two went to Indiana, not such a fun college football town, but
used to be
great basketball
back in the day.
No, great basketball.
Basketball,
no, their football's never been that great.
I have never been a college supporter or supportee of sports in any way.
See, for me growing up in Kentucky, that's all we had.
Oh, I guess
we didn't have any pro teams, so that's, you know,
that's true,
University
Kim.
Of Kentucky, University of Louisville, that's all there is to talk about.
I didn't even think of that.
And I mean, when you think about Alabama, it's ridiculous. They have been...
It's life.
It is life. It is life.
Yes.
I kind of wanted Luke to go there because I wanted to say, Roll Tide! But I didn't get it. But they won again, just so you know, Wendy, this year.
Yeah. What does Roll Tide mean?
I don't know.
Right, which is worse? I have no idea what it is. She doesn't either, but she says it and acts like she does.
Let me just say, Iowa, I have to say, does the coolest thing. So the stadium, the Hawkeyes, they face the Children's Hospital. Iowa has this huge medical campus, and they are divided by a river, so there's all the business stuff where Luke hangs out, and then there's the medical side on this side. Anyway, this where the stadium is. Stadium's huge, of course, the Big Ten. And it's one of the smaller Big Tens. Anyway, during at some point in every football game now, the crowd waves.
Aww.
To the it makes me cry
makes
every
me
time.
Goosebumps.
It's unbelievable.
That's
they just
sweet.
All do this big wave, and the kids are in the windows watching, and it's so cool.
All right, I might start. Who is that?
Iowa Hawkeyes.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm.
I may start
next
watching
next year,
them.
Baby. Or this year, actually. We're in the new year. This year. Yeah. We're
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
That's a really sweet
isn't it
thing.
Cool? I know. And I love their colors, yellow and black.
Yeah.
Like a bumblebee.
Looks good on me, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
So it's all about Judy.
All about
is that
Judy.
Really it?
No, I have yellow pants.
She'll be looking for the Hawkeye jerseys at Goodwill.
No, don't think I don't.
There is some kind of a Super Bowl tie-in at your Goodwill appearance on Saturday, January 27th. What you were talking off the air about this dip. What dip are you talking about?
So we're going to hand out my favorite recipe. It's a blue cheese dip. It's blue cheese, craisins, dried cranberries, craisins, walnuts, and then you mix that with, of course, a brick of cream cheese, sour cream. A brick's not enough. Sour cream. I think some people might do mayonnaise. I never do mayonnaise in my dips.
Is it warm?
No, it's cold.
Okay.
And then you mix it all together.
You put it on a cracker?
You put it on a cracker.
That
and it's
good.
Like divine.
What kind of cracker do you recommend?
Any
a wheat thin or a Ritz?
You know, I like the variety packs they have now.
I like those car cracker variety packs. I love those car crackers that taste like cookies that you put on
those
with brie.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. And in a way, they taste like a cookie, but then in some ways, it tastes a little bit like sawdust, but it's also a really good combo.
It is. It's like sweet and sour or something. I don't know. It
There's
works.
Something about it.
Sweet and salty, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to go to Sam's Club, which hopefully
well,
is still open.
You might want to switch your membership to Costco.
I know, and buy my big box of all different kinds of crackers.
Which one do you go to? Because I think some of them are...
I go to Addison, so I don't
as
think
far as
was,
I know, yeah. I don't think Addison
that was
or Hodgkin's. That's the one I go to. And I have to be honest with you, I feel like this is sort of my fault because we have been Sam's Club members for probably 10 years, 15 years, and I just got a Costco membership. So I had both, but I feel like maybe I did this.
I think maybe
I pushed them
wrong,
over the edge.
But okay.
Yeah,
you
I guess.
Still shop at both, right?
Yeah.
I shop at both, but I just joined Sam's Club.
Really? I used to go to Sam's and now I just go to Costco.
It's whatever's closer.
Yeah, exactly. And whatever is a better environment, I think. Whatever we're,
well, neither are my favorite,
I know,
honestly.
But so I go to the one that least annoys me.
Warehouse.
Right. All right, we have to wrap up. We're going to take a break. Kim Gordon, thank you very much for the news. And again, for bringing up the story, medical marijuana, 11-year-old leukemia patient having seizures. The school will not allow her to have medical marijuana on site. It goes to federal court on Friday. I can't wait to hear more
we'll
that.
Yeah, we'll hear more on that. And I loved our coffee clutch.
Always.
Yeah, but that ends tomorrow, girls, because Bill Leff is back.
Well, you could try
I'm really
it.
Happy to see him. It's been a while. I was back on the air on January 2nd, but from home.
Yeah, you
so
guys
I
have been
seen
apart a long time.
Yeah,
I know.
December 6th.
A
I haven't
separation.
Seen him. I wonder if he's still cute.
Ah, he is.
Wonder if he still wears a baseball cap.
If it were today, if you were back today, he'd be in shorts. You know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Do you think he still wears a baseball cap?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll see tomorrow. Kim, thank you
and
so much. We'll wrap, we'll close up shop in a second here on WGN. All right, it has been a fun little portion of a week. Bill Leff returns tomorrow. Thanks to Judy Pilate
for
sitting.
Thanks for having me.
You sat in on Tuesday and today, and it was very fun.
I love doing it.
Thanks to Brian Noonan, who sat in on Monday. Harry Tynowitz was yesterday.
Although I can't compete with Harry in his contest. I saw him in the hallway. I'm like, really?
He put together a good little game. He has known Bill Leff for a very long time. He was Bill's best man at his wedding.
Really?
So they're really tight and they're similar. And so and we were all missing Bill a little bit. And Harry liked to put a game together and he did a really good job.
Oh, my gosh. Me.
But we get... We get to see Bill tomorrow and hear him, too, on this very radio station. So thank you very much for listening. Judy, thank you. See you.
See you soon and hear you on the radio.
Thank you so much. See you guys.